Welcome to It's Possible with your host, Dan Hain. It's Possible is brought to you each week by dhmissions.com. We want to help you partner with God and watch your impossibilities become possibilities.
But if you're in the presence of God and you're looking at things the way He looks at them with an eternal perspective, all of a sudden, all things become possible, and there's nothing that can hold you back. Father, I thank you for revealing yourself to us today. I stand in agreement with each listener, especially those who are facing struggles and challenges. I thank you for pouring out your grace upon them, and I speak to whatever's been holding them back and tell it to be removed in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to welcome you to It's Possible. During our broadcasts, we'll have interviews, teaching, and conversation that'll give you tools you can use to see your impossibilities bow down to God's possibilities. Let me ask you a question. Have you been challenged by your circumstances, or have you found yourself in a situation that seems to be impossible? Well, today's broadcast is for you. We're going to talk about looking beyond your circumstances and accessing the provision of the realm of faith. Focusing on what God has promised us in His Word is how we can begin to walk in victory. The bottom line is someone is waiting for you to get to the other side of your storm. You don't want to miss this broadcast, so go ahead and call or text somebody and let them know we're on the air. Now, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in about 90 seconds with my message, Looking Up.
You're listening to It's Possible with Dan Hain. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Hain. I want to tell you about my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. Has your life become a meaningless, repetitive routine? Uncovering God's plan can pull you out of that dull, recurring cycle that's leading nowhere and leaving little or no impact. Let Keys to Your Future launch you into an amazing journey that God has planned for you. Keys to Your Future will help you identify and unlock your purpose, overcome obstacles to walking in your destiny, and much more. Keys to Your Future comes in softcover, hardback, and ebook formats. This book is available from all book retailers in the U.S. and most other countries. You can also order Keys to Your Future from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. For details, visit our website at dhmissions.com. Keys to Your Future. Get your copy today.
Let's go back to It's Possible with Dan Hain.
Today I'd like to talk about looking up. Now, if you're like anybody else, we all face circumstances and situations that challenge us and perplex us. And the Bible encourages us to look up into the realm of faith, to look up into the unseen realm with the eyes of faith. This is what Paul was talking about in Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. He said, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." So Paul is telling us to set our mind and set our focus on things that exist in the eternal realm, in the realm of faith. Now, what happens in the natural realm is we find ourselves subject to limitations of space and time. So Paul is telling us not to focus on these things, but to focus on things above in the eternal realm. And if you look at 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18, Paul says the same thing here. He says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary." Now, this word temporary means that things are subject to change. Things in the natural realm are temporary, and they are subject to change. but the things which are not seen are eternal. So Paul is expressing a concept here that the eternal realm is a superior realm to the earth realm or the natural realm. Now, I want to show you a couple of examples in the Bible that go along with this concept of looking up. If we look at Noah's Ark, we see that Noah's Ark had windows on the top level only, and these windows would only let Noah look up, and he wasn't able to see the extent and the size of the flood or the things that were happening in the natural realm around him. So just the structure of the ark itself caused Noah to look upward only. Another Bible example of looking up is found when Jesus was feeding the 5,000. Now, it's more than likely that there were at least 15,000 to maybe even as many as 20,000 people when Jesus went to perform this miracle. The crowd that he was preaching to was becoming hungry. It was becoming late in the day. They were out in the wilderness, and they weren't anywhere near where they could get their hands on some food. And the only thing they could come up with was a few loaves and fishes from a young boy. The thing I like about Jesus is he never freaks out about anything. So the first thing that Jesus did is it says he looked up to heaven. This is Matthew 14, verse 19. Jesus looked up to heaven. He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and then the disciples gave to the multitudes. So the first thing that Jesus did is he looked up to heaven. He looked into this unseen eternal realm, and then supernatural things began to happen. You know, many times we look at how things have been going on in our lives for the last 5 years or the last 10 years, and we base our faith on that because that's where our focus is. And we expect things to keep on going on the same way they've been going on for the last 5 or 10 years. And we really don't expect things to ever change. But the Bible encourages us to look up, to look beyond our circumstances, to look past our situations, to look into the supernatural provision of heaven that's available to us. I want to read a passage about an epileptic boy that Jesus healed. It's found in Mark chapter 9, starting in verse 14. It says, "And when Jesus came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, they greeted Jesus. And he asked the scribes, 'What are you discussing with them?' Then one of the crowd answered and said, 'Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit, and whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not.' Jesus answered him and said, 'O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me.' Then they brought the man's son to Jesus. And when the boy saw Jesus, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So Jesus asked the father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.' Jesus said to the father, 'If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.'" This is a real important statement. You know, all things are possible, but they're only possible to a certain group of people. They're not available to everybody. They're only available to those people who believe. So if you can believe, all things are possible. That means that anything can happen. That means that all bets are off. That means it's such a sure thing that the odds makers won't even take a bet on it. All things are possible to him who believes. And I know there are a number of people out there listening to me right now. You believe that there is something beyond your circumstances that's better than what you've been experiencing. And in verse 24, it says, "Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, 'Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.'" The Amplified Bible says right here, the father said, "Help my weakness of faith." You know what was happening here is the father was being faced day in and day out, week in and week out, and it went by month after month, year after year. his son was having these daily epileptic seizures, and the devils that were controlling his son were trying to kill him by throwing him in the fire and trying to drown him in water. And the father was going day after day trying to stop the enemy from destroying the son that he so desperately loved. The father was in tears and cried to the Lord, "Help me. Help me. I understand what you're saying. I believe what you're saying, that there is a reality that goes beyond what I've been facing every day with my son. But this stuff that's been happening with my son every day, it's hard for me to see past it. But I do believe that what you're saying is true, that there is a reality where my son can walk in freedom. There is a reality where my son can be healed from this situation. And I believe that what you're saying is true. Help me to see beyond my circumstances. Help me to see beyond what I've been going through every day." And this is all that God is looking for. He's looking for us to be honest with Him. He wants us to be able to describe where our faith runs out so that He can pour His grace out and take us the rest of the way in. You see, grace is like water. It flows down to the lowest point. So wherever our faith runs out, that's where the grace will run down to. And when God's grace connects with our faith, when God's grace connects with that point that we can't believe past, it will take us the rest of the way in. It will pull us beyond our situations and our circumstances and cause us to begin walking in the victory that the Bible promises to us. We need to look up. We need to look beyond our circumstances. We need to look beyond our challenges. You know, whatever we focus on is going to become our reality. Whatever we put our faith in is what we are eventually going to be walking in. Hebrews 11:1 talks about faith. It talks about the unseen realm. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And if you go down to verse 3, it says, "The things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible." It's trying to tell us that there's an unseen realm of faith, an unseen realm of provision that cannot be seen with our natural eyes. It can't be perceived with our natural senses. Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified Bible brings this point out. It says, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." You see, we can't see this unseen realm with our natural eyes. We can't perceive it with our natural senses. It has to be seen and perceived through the eyes of faith. Keep in mind that the things that are challenging you are temporary and they are subject to change. But the things of the eternal realm are superior to the things that are challenging you. I want to remind you that God is with you. Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. And the kingdom of God is in you. Don't look at what the circumstances and situations have been telling you, but look up into the realm of faith. Now, we're running out of time for this particular segment, but we do want to hear about it if God has done something amazing in your life. I want you to know that your testimony is the key that can unlock someone else's miracle. Let us know about your miracle by sending an email to dan@dhmissions.com. Once again, send an email to dan@dhmissions.com. Or you can call into our comment line where you can talk to us live. The number to call is 214-431-5032. Once again, call 214-431-5032 to talk to us live. Now, don't go anywhere. We'll be back live with our comment line right after this.
Thank you for listening to It's Possible. This broadcast is supported and brought to you by listeners just like you. If you would like to partner with us, please visit our website at dhmissions.com, where you can also find many helpful resources. Let us know how this program has encouraged you. Dan's email address is dan@dhmissions.com. See you next time, and remember, with God, it's possible.